Hello. We are about to embark on a journey to a faraway place. A planet very similar to ours, but with its own evolutionary history. It's called Ankara. Humans will visit this planet one day, but we don't have to wait. We can travel there together, now, in our minds. Take a moment to place your human body into a comfortable position. Feel how your hips support your belly. Your belly supports your chest. Your chest, your neck, your head. Feel each piece of your spine nimbly find the perfect point of balance upon its neighbor. Take it all the way up to the tip of your skull. There. If you ever get tired of this position, just go ahead and lean back or lay down. Settle in and close your eyes. For the next 10 or so minutes, we'll let go of the demands of this world to experience life in another. Fill your lungs with nourishing air. And let it all go. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. With each exhalation, let your eyelids grow heavier and heavier. Notice the dark getting darker. Light made sense of shapes just moments ago. Now it's gone. Take in its absence. Imagine this darkness surrounding your entire body. With each breath, imagine your body growing smaller and smaller. You're U-shaped, you're a little bit bigger than the average prairie dog on Earth. You are what's known as a mung dart. Once upon a time, your kind was the dominant species on the planet. They built structures, cities, societies. Bipedal, problem-solving beings with the ability to make complex sounds and opposable thumbs to easily manipulate their environment. They hit the evolutionary jackpot. And then they manipulated the environment to such a degree that the entire ecosystem collapsed. To survive, they went underground and evolved there. Now, millions of years later, mung darts are but a remnant of human life. The ecosystem's new, more powerful force is a hyper-intelligent fungus whose mycelial network connects the entire planet. But you don't know anything about that. Back to you. Your body has evolved to be covered in fur. Feel how nice your fur coat feels all over. Oh, what, clothes? Yeah, don't have them, don't need them. Also, your ears, hands, and feet are much larger than those of your distant ancestors. Take a moment to feel the expanse of these body parts. You are lying belly down in a pitch black tunnel. Take in the stagnant, damp air. You hungrily reach out for a moist root. Your fingers dig and dig, finally grasping the prize. You raise your furry body up so your lips graze the moist surface. A smile spreads across your lips and you bite in. Feel the root sap trickle down your cheeks as you suck at its sugary liquid. The sound of something down the tunnel pricks your giant ears. You freeze in fear for a second. You relax, realizing it's a member of your warren, an elder who has known you your whole life. She pads quietly towards you, reaching out her hand until she makes contact with your body. Warmth rushes over you as she gently rubs her head against yours. You tell her about the juicy root in your complex language. Did you know that you have nearly 700 words for dirt, but not a single one for sky, or car, or book, or money? Those ideas are but a speck of light, shimmering millions of years in the past. Wait, what's that? You instantly recognize it and are gripped with fear. A giant, venomous centipede is approaching. Hear that legion of tiny feet shuffling delicately across the tunnel floor? It sends a chill down your spine. Your breaths are short. That sound means death for a mung dart like you. Her parents died fighting a centipede.
Run!
She yanks you back into the moment as you run for your goddamn life down the tunnel. The centipede senses your panic and accelerates. The only thing louder than your panicked breath is the sound of death approaching. Your matriarch grabs your arm, pulling you down a small side tunnel.
Just a little further.
You keep pace with her and stay just at her side. She stops abruptly and you lurch forward, your arm yanked roughly back. You see her reach for something on the ground and hear a... She cries. Your blistered digits rip on the ground as you move faster than you've ever imagined. You both stop on a dime and exchange a look of disbelief. Behind you, the centipede wiggles out the last of its life. It moans and collapses onto one of the many traps your warren has laid around the burrow. Fear's weight lifted, you hold your elder's hand and wander deeper into the tunnel. One month later, which is ages in Mung Dart time, you find yourself at a large gathering. There is warm friendliness emanating all around you. You are surrounded by your warren. You feel the comfort of their proximity. Your furry body is covered, on this rare occurrence, in ceremonial dress.
The cousin of the groom, so we'll kind of be related, I guess.
The fabric grates at your skin, but you feel somewhat regal and proper nonetheless. This elaborately woven tunic is made of root fibers, expertly crafted by your cousin. Woven into the back is a poem that closes all holy Mung Dart events, and later, an elder of your choosing will run their fingers over the braille and sing these blessed words.
Shh. Hey, shut up. Shh, shh. It's starting.
But first, the crowd goes silent. This is the most sacred part of the ceremony. Your face is covered in a fragrant paste. You are tempted to stick your tongue out to taste it. A gong sounds. You lean forward and suddenly feel the warmth of another breath. Sound meets scent as you lean in slowly, slowly, closer. Your lips have reached the other's cheek, and you begin tasting, gently licking and eating the paste off the other's face. You hear your kindred laugh and sigh with joy. You smile. The other lets out a giggle. And you both set to the task of eating all the paste off each other.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
The paste is a pureed root porridge that you were fed daily when you were little. You smile. Why didn't they tell you sooner? Is this a secret all married people just keep to themselves? A little prank they pull on all newlyweds? You laugh at yourself for all the superstitious theories you believed the fabled sacred matrimony serum could have been. A special fertility salve, the sap of a long-disappeared tree, or, as your school-age friends believed, the excrement of your future spouse.
It does taste good.
By the time you've finished this ritualistic feeding cleaning, your loved one is no longer a mystery. Here you are, giggling playfully and nuzzling, embarking on a partnership that will endure the rest of your short days. You recognize a familiar shuffle, and you're filled with even more warmth as you feel a familiar hand on your back. It's the matriarch, the one you escaped death with. The magnificent colors of your love paint the darkness. You press your sticky cheek into that of your lover and bow your head as a final prayer washes over you.
In darkness, we find one another. In sweetness, we hold one another. Survival is not in us, it is us. Beloveds, be brave. Beloveds, be kind. Today and all of our days.
Episode 3 of Meditations, the new Spacetime Diaries project. Written by Janice Morgan and Gon Patel. Composed by Michelle Gebauer and Andy Turtle. Co-produced by Michelle Gebauer, Andy Turtle, Daniel Linus, and Gon Patel.